Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
How closely have you been tracking draft Twitter, if you will, over the last several weeks?
I would say more than cursory, okay, and less than obsessive.
Well, the last few days have just taken a turn into Crazyville. So have you seen the pictures of Jaden Daniels' elbow that have been everywhere?
Yeah, you can't miss it.
I assume they're fake. Do you?
It looks... It does... If you haven't seen this, none of what we're saying is going to make sense. It looks like he's wearing like an arm sleeve. That's like a plastic apparatus that's meant to look like part of an arm. And then his arm's kind of coming out of it. And it's the weirdest looking elbow... arm mid-throwing motion situation you'll ever see. It looks bizarre.
The way I would describe it is, to me, it looks like if he didn't have an arm from the elbow down, or the elbow up, rather.
Yep.
It's like you just had a pointy nub for an arm, and then you take the rest of his arm and put it on like 3 inches further up so that the end of your elbow is like way past your arm. It's crazy looking. Supposedly, it has to do with bursitis in his elbow, not recently or lately or this season even maybe, but that he had at some point at LSU. But I can't imagine that an elbow looks like that. And I know action shots can be weird. Like if you look at pictures of pitchers mid-delivery, the way that their arms contorted and their hand is back toward their shoulder, their elbows straight out. You're like, how does an arm do that?
Yeah, this looks like it's going to fall off any second.
No wonder why guys have Tommy John left and right. Because you're just, this is a motion we shouldn't be making 100-plus times a day, a couple times a week. I still think the picture's fake, though. But he didn't come out and say that it's fake. Nobody at LSU did. His coach came out and basically spoke to the photo by saying, he had bursitis, but he's fine. It's not going to affect him. He had a procedure done, and it's no longer an issue. But Jaden Daniels has now come out to talk about this. And he said today, I will read you the quote, Danny.
It's okay.
Short and sweet. My elbow is fine. Stop the cap.
Stop the cap.
So translate that for people that don't know about cap.
That means this is lying.
Quit lying.
Stop the lying. Stop the falsehoods. Stop the incorrect and inaccurate statements, please.
Now, that doesn't really get us any closer to any resolution on what's going on with his elbow. Because, of course, he's going to tell you his elbow's fine. And by the way, his elbow probably is fine. I just think one of two things, right? I can pick either path here. You tell me where you want me to go. The first is this picture's not real. If you haven't seen the photo, just type into a search Jaden Daniels elbow. You can't miss it.
Yep. You'll know which one we're talking about right away.
You're like, oh, this isn't a real photo. This looks doctored. There's something fake about this picture. So that's the path I'm going with. The other side, though, is if it is real, I'm choosing not to care about this because the guy just won the Heisman Trophy with 50 touchdowns and 4 picks in a season. And clearly, if his elbow does look like that somehow at any point, he's past it. He's over it. It didn't affect him. So I don't really care about the elbow story. I think it's a nothing burger. I will just point out that the picture is one of the strangest pictures I've ever seen.
I can't unsee it. I still can't figure it out. I don't have a better explanation than that. Again, if you see it, you'll understand what we're talking about. I haven't heard a word about any medical things. Now, I know I understand that actual medical examinations are confidential and there's HIPAA laws and everything else, but not one time have I heard through the normal intermediaries, the McShays, the Kuipers, the Daniel Jeremiahs, the everybody in between, teams are dropping Jaden Daniels down their board because of medical concerns. Right? I mean, have you seen that anywhere? If you have, let me know, but I haven't. The concerns were, hey, he may not be heavy enough, he may not be able to hold up to punishment. You know, not that's different. I'm talking about when examinations happen and they go, he has a faulty elbow. It's going to be a problem for him throwing the football. That's bad. I have not seen or heard that anywhere. All I see is this bizarre picture and then like Twitter doctors weighing in.
To tell you, this is a bursa, this is fluid. I just can't imagine a human elbow and arm looking like that.
It doesn't look like a human arm and elbow.
I'm just going to keep imagining somebody okie-doked Ian Rappaport who posted the picture first. And that he just grabbed some photo that was out there that somebody made up. He said, oh, I'm going to make Jaden Daniels' arm look really weird and see if it can become a big Twitter story. That's what I think happened. All right, a couple of things on Drake May. We talked Jaden Daniels. Let's talk Drake May. So he had his pro day yesterday. NFL Network was covering the day, the event, and then in the evening last night was talking about the NFL draft and a best fit for quarterback Drake May. This is what David, not Derek, Danny.
Okay.
David Carr, so you're going to struggle with
that's
this.
That's David Carr. It's obvious, Grant.
He's not the quarterback of the Saints. He used to play for the Texans. This is what he had to say about Drake May last night.
Going second to the Commanders is where DJ has him going. Where do you think he best fits in this league?
That actually makes the most sense to me. You know, I've talked about this for a long time, just as far as the scheme fits and maybe where some of these guys might land. But if Caleb Williams does go to Chicago, then this is the natural pick. Drake May just fits right in with this system. His ability to move, I mean, Cliff Kingsbury, the offense that they're going to run. Obviously, Dan Quinn's going to run the defensive side of the ball, but that offense is going to be spread out just like this. You're going to get extra pressures, and can you make a play? Can you push the ball down the field? Can you identify that it's zero coverage? You have one-on-one opportunity. And push the ball down the field with sustained accuracy. Sometimes it's easy to be accurate within 10 yards, but can you do it on the run? Can you escape? Can you make plays? Saw Pat Mahomes, obviously a talented player in this league. Lamar Jackson, the MVP. I mean, this is left-handed. I've never attempted a left-handed pass in the history of my career. That was incredible. But he's able to move. He's able to make all the heroic type plays you want. All you're going to want now is a young guy that you can mold. He has the raw ability. Now it's just like what they did with Pat Mahomes. Can you get him in a system that you can kind of harness that power and use it for good? And if they can, you got a good quarterback.
That was David Carr on NFL Network. I am positive that he can fit what Cliff Kingsbury wants to do. I know for sure that it can work. I also think Jaden Daniels is a pretty good fit for Cliff Kingsbury. In the beginning of his argument there is, I like the fit because I think he can operate Cliff's offense. I think we feel pretty good about Daniels doing that, too.
I think there's three guys right at the top of the board who seem to be pretty good fits. Right? I mean, obviously Williams, but he's not eligible,
Williams,
but yeah.
Yeah, and he's not going to be there. But yes, I think those two guys, to me, it's a fairly easy enough transition. There's offenses that McCarthy will fit beautifully under center, drop back, play action, Shanahan style, throw the ball middle of the field on inbreakers, that kind of offense. Less Kingsbury's, but I think he could probably do whatever he needs to do. Most of these guys can learn a new offense. But that was Carr last night saying, May to Washington makes the most sense to him.
Makes a lot of sense. And he's not alone, by the way. There's a number of people who are saying that. Again, there's pretty much this, I don't say it's 50-50, but I haven't done like a master spreadsheet of what column everybody fits in, but you can find an argument from a really smart person who covers this thing, who, you know, looks at prospects not only this year, but year over year, what coaches want, and kind of, you know, tries to marry the two when they're starting to do their prognostications and evaluations. You're going to find an awful lot both for Daniels and for May. Both seem to make a lot of sense.
The CBS draft crew was at the pro day. Ryan Wilson, who we have on the show quite a bit, and former Vikings GM Rick Spielman. He was the guy that the Commanders brought in to help them find their GM and their head coach, who we've had on the show recently. He's gone back and forth, he told us, on May and on Daniels and the top of the draft board. But this was after he saw Daniels 2 days ago and May yesterday. This is kind of where he's settling in.
I got a text that said, you're crazy if you think Jaden's going before Drake. What is your response to that? During this pro day, I got that text.
Yeah, well, that's just what I said, didn't I?
Yeah, momentarily, but you flip-flopped, so I'm not sure. Are you still on that?
No, I just
it's
said,
not crazy to say that Jaden
no,
could go first.
I do believe that Drake will go first.
Okay.
We watched them back to back.
So that's based on both pro days in succession. From what I'd heard, there was actually numbers floating around, which I thought was hilarious. Where it was like, how many throws, how many completions, again, they're throwing against air. And for whatever reason, May threw a lot more throws in his pro day. Like, the workouts were something like 60-ish throws to 75 or something. But he had, you know, because of that slightly better numbers, I don't care at all about that. You could write those on a paper and light them on fire. From what I had heard, though, Daniels was a little more accurate short and intermediate than May was at the beginning. Like, he got off to a bad start in terms of just ball placement. But then by the end of the thing was just making absurd deep throws. And that was kind of the story after the 2 days, was May's deep ball.
Yeah. So Daniels more erratic on deep throws, according to, you know, people that were there that were writing this stuff up. And some of those deep shots from Drake May, people are going, oh my God.
And then there's the debate of how much should we care? How much should we take out of 1 day throwing in shorts against no defenders? But people are going to the pro days.
Yeah.
They're writing notes. And the point was, you know, May threw the heck out of the ball down the field. There was a Patriots reporter, I saw this last night actually, who was on, you know, whatever their NBCS Boston, you know, their Monumental is. It's, and he was on as their Patriots insider. They sent him to the pro day to cover the event. And this was what he said about Drake May's throwing session on television in Boston. Remember, Patriots country, he covers the Patriots, so he was there to watch Drake May. They have the third pick.
What did you see today, Saram?
Well, I was sitting there. I don't think I was supposed to be where I was, but I was right on the sidelines to his right. And there was a couple 49ers and Jets scouts, whatever, standing right next to me. He made a rollout throw with somebody in his face about 50 yards down the sidelines, and they started singing the OJ song, Money, 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 Money. So I don't know what the fans, whatever, but from what I saw in the responses of some of the other coaches, Dan Quinn saw a throw. He shook his head and started walking like he was leaving. He saw enough. And I mean, by they were impressed and they were telling everybody they were impressed. These are the NFL guys. These aren't the fans or whatever. And I've been to Patriots training camp and all this stuff. I've been down
on
Drake. I want
to talk more about the Patriots, but the Dan Quinn anecdote there is what I cared about.
Uh-huh.
He said, I was watching Dan Quinn, and at one point he throws his hands up and he pretends like he's leaving, like, all right, that throw does it.
I don't need to see anything else.
He's pretty clearly impressed. Mm-hmm. Now, someone will take that to say he wants to draft Drake May. And that's probably dumb, just like it was dumb when people thought he wanted to draft Jaden Daniels.
Game changer.
Because of his word association with J.P. Flame in February. Now, that probably wasn't the end-all be-all for Washington. But maybe they'll take Drake May, and maybe they'll take Jaden Daniels. It's not going to be because of those two things.
I know, right? Yeah, there's a lot that's going to go into it. But, yeah, for both of these guys, listen, they're both so obviously so good for, you know, different levels, different regions. Or reasons, rather. I mean, Daniels just finished putting in one of the great college football seasons of all time, period, end of story. And May has every tool that you would ever want if you're designing a quarterback in a lab. Either way, they're both going to look awesome on these kinds of days, right? Throwing to their buddies on their field, on their terms. You're going to see some stuff. But, yeah, there's a couple of those type moments that you're going to hear about where, you know, the 6'4", 230-pound guy rolled to his right off his back foot, threw it, you know, flicked it 50 yards down the air, or, you know, down the field in the air on a dime. You'll hear about a couple of those things. That's pretty special. It's better than your average bear normally when you're working out.
You know who else had a pretty good pro day yesterday that helped themselves that we never talk about? Michael Penix. Michael Penix turned some heads yesterday.
This is a point. I'll
tell you how next on G&D on The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.